This is Akashvani, the news, read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the post-budget webinar on technology, reforms and finance of Viksit Bharat this morning through video conferencing. The webinar will deliberate on key themes including public capital expenditure, infrastructure development, banking sector reforms, financial sector architecture, deepening of capital markets and ease of living through tax reforms. The event is part of a series of post-budget webinars being organized on priority areas emerging from the Union Budget 2026-27. A report.
The webinar is the first in a series aimed at facilitating effective and outcome-oriented implementation of the budget announcement for the financial year 26-27. It is designed to draw lessons from the past experiences and obtain structured feedback from stakeholders to further strengthen policy execution and governance mechanisms. The discussions will see participation from representatives of industry, financial institutions, market participants, government departments, regulators, and academia. The deliberations are expected to focus on enhancing public investment efficiency, strengthening financial systems, expanding access to capital, and promoting reforms that improve ease of living for citizens. Through these consultations, the government seeks to ensure coordinated action across sectors and accelerate progress towards the goal of Viksit Bharat. Rohan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu will witness the Indian Air Force's exercise Vayu Shakti at the Pokhran Field Firing Range in Jaisalmer, Rajasthan this evening. President Murmu reached Jaisalmer last evening on a two-day visit to the state. The Defence Ministry has informed that prior to the exercise, the President will fly a sortie in Indigenous Light Combat Helicopter LCH Prachand. The mission will be undertaken as a two-aircraft LCH formation with Chief of the Air Staff, Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh, flying in the second LCH. After this, the President will attend the Indian Air Force's mega demonstration, Vayu Shakti, at the Pokhran Field Firing Range near the India-Pakistan border. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said that the NCERT book carrying a chapter on corruption in the judiciary is unfortunate and the government is looking at the matter very seriously. Talking to media, Mr. Pradhan said he directed the NCERT to withdraw and cancel all books and added that the government have no intention for contempt of judicial system. Expressing his regret over the matter, Mr. Pradhan said whatever the Supreme Court ordered, the ministry will follow it. He further added that he has given the responsibility to the department secretary that action must be taken against those whoever added such an irresponsible chapter in the NCERT book. Prime Minister of Canada Mark Carney will arrive in Mumbai today on a four-day visit to India. This will be Prime Minister Carney's first official visit to India. Over the next 2 days, he will participate in separate business engagements, interact with Indian and Canadian CEOs, industry and financial experts, innovators, educators, as well as Canadian pension funds based in India. Nepal's Minister for Forests and Environment, Madhav Prasad Chalugain, has said that India has been a generous and supportive partner as the country prepares for its 5th of March general elections. Mr. Chalugain said, India has been a very close partner as neighbours. He said that India helped in ensuring that everything is in place on time and providing all resources for the elections. Mr. Chalugain further said the country is set for general elections with security and resources in place and strong international support. Pakistan has declared an open war against Afghanistan after the Taliban administration said that its forces killed and captured several Pakistani soldiers during a cross-border offensive. In a social media post, Pakistan's defense minister Khwaja Asif said Pakistan's patience has reached its limit and is now its open war between Pakistan and Afghanistan. A French parliamentarian has raised concerns over alleged systematic erosion of Tibetan language and culture by the Chinese government, according to a report by the Central Tibetan Administration, CTA. The report states that Deputy Charles D. Corson of the French National Assembly submitted a formal written question to the French Minister for Europe and Foreign Affairs, warning about a policy change scheduled for 2026 that would remove Tibetan as a core subject. And that is the end of this news bulletin.